So you don't want to make friend with law of karma, better sincerely work hard, means strive on with heedfulness, then realize the thing. You will take birth through your karmic nature, but law of karma got no power over you, understand? I mean, it still operates, understand? But you don't have delusion. So it cannot kacau you, understand? It cannot trick you, it cannot delude you. But he is still your good friend, understand? Because how the good karma operate, that part still come to you, understand? Like, you appear like very blessed, very lucky, and a lot of things go your way. You understand the process, the secret of life. When you understand the whole of the creation, the secret of life, you know how to live life, true or not? True or not, you know how to live life. You mean now, until now you don't know how to live life. Maybe you don't know the whole secret of life, but at least you know how not to get into trouble, understand? You know how to avoid Dhammapada verse 1, work on Dhammapada verse 2. Then perfect yourself until your parami is so perfect and so complete, every life you come is wonderful existence. You connect early, you get to understand all this early, like my this segmented life. I come very fast, age 35, I connect. I leave the third phase of Dhamma until now. Now already 70 years, so 40 years already. Still good life. Oh no, no, 35, 35, 35, 70, not 40, 35 years. So 35 years of third phase of Dhamma, Pati Veda. And there is wonderful existence. Like I share with you in my seminar book, I realize not only all the success, materialistic, even the spiritual. And I reach the pinnacle of it for every of that thing. That's how I live life to the fullest. I get to experience all of the pristine wonder and beauty of life. And this is possible with this understanding and cultivation. That's why my Theta 208 asked me to pass down this understanding. And this is the work I'm supposed to do, the two. Zhen Fa means first is the teaching. Second is the modified Bodhisattva way to go this way so that you won't get lost, so that it can prepare you to have all this understanding in future. Okay? And every life you come, you also don't know who is going on, what is going on because of your security. You only complain, have worry, fear, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, etc. to pay back what? Your karmic debt. Well, your karmic debt more than the money you have in your bank, I think. But if you cultivate, then that karmic debt no more. But you got asset, spiritual asset, understand? No? Merits. Then every time, blame. Why am I like that? Why am I so unlucky? Why is God so unfair? But in the past, when you do that to other people earlier on, you don't question yourself the same way. But when karma hit back at you, where you reap what you sow, you complain. And you cannot understand why you are so miserable. Why is everything not right? You make other people miserable and fearful because you don't have the right thought, the understanding, or the sympathy towards others. Means no love, no compassion to your own delusion. The heedless continuously do all this coming evil. And life after life, when they come, they have to pay back all this karmic debt. So these five stages of bohimai development are very beautiful. The last stage is the bohimai of the consummate, which means you reach the pinnacle of wisdom and compassion, and you complete the Buddhahood training. Meaning you have completed the cultivation of the 10 perfection. And Master Shen Sen Yan asks, where do you stand in the five stages of Bodhi mind development. If you are very confident, you should say at least, stage one, everybody already have. Means 20% already, you know, not bad. 20 mark already. Okay? So you don't have to worry. And stage one is very easy, very simple, because you just have to aspire. So you don't have to worry, for you have got nothing to lose, but everything to gain. Or have we not yet generate the Bodhi mind, which means first stage you also don't have. Bodhi mind also not generated yet and not planted as yet, which means you are not sincere because you don't have the faith and the determination to go this way as yet. That's the reason why you must aspire with utmost sincerity, faith, and determination to plant the seed of Bodhi. And this aspiration is very important. This is the Dhamma I need to have. This is the right view I need to understand. I am going all out to plant this seed of Bodhi so as not to miss this window of opportunity, so that every life when this nature comes, whether you choose to come or you have to come, it will have this type of understanding. After you have planted this Bodhi mind, the seed of Bodhi will nurture, grow, and it will also, and it can also be nourished through wisdom and compassion. You must have wisdom and compassion. Then the next thing you do, for you to do, is every day you need to read through the Bodhisattva vows note, means the yellow card, via your sincere mind to renew the four great vows and all your other aspiration and affirmation, so as to remember them firmly until you can recite them without having to refer to the notes anymore. This may take 3 months or 6 months, it's up to you. The question is, or the reason why I want you to do this, if this life also you cannot remember, you think when you take rebirth you can remember? That Bodhi mind, no way. But if you have developed it until it has become a part of you, until this one is what you want, the affirmation, and then you invoke power of merits, then through the nature's law, it will activate, it will come out. Otherwise, cannot. That's why you must be serious about it, until it becomes very clear to you. Until this life, that's why I say you must make sure this life you do this. Then after that, all your future coming taken care of. Understand? Worthwhile or not? Just one life, understand? Not? And jackpot, no? All the way until Buddhahood. No? Like that, also don't want to sacrifice. You want to wait for next life. Next life, I may not be around. Maybe you find a better one, I don't know. You keep your finger crossed. Okay?